brief, painful, minor burns and cuts, fever blisters, cold sores, scratches with Campophenique Quick. It contains a mild surface anesthetic to help stop pain. It combats infection. Get Campophenique, famous liquid antiseptic dressing from druggists. Use as directed. Campophenique, spelled C-A-M-P-H-O-P-H-E-N-I-Q-U-E. Campophenique.
From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bride and Groom here in the Chapman Park Hotel. You know, it's a beautiful day in Southern California, just the sort of a day that's perfect for a wedding. So if you'd like to attend the wedding, why, just leave that dial where it is, because in just a few moments, you'll meet the young couple who'll be married during this broadcast. Our lovely young bride, her very handsome and beaming groom, who will tell you their real love story, which led up to their wedding. But first, I have here some questions submitted for discussion by our guests in the audience here. As you know, for the best of these questions, we'll be awarded pairs of beautiful Holly Vogue nylon stockings designed by Armin for the stars. I don't know whether these are the best questions or not, but they're certainly, I think they have possibilities for discussion. A lady says, should a wife use child psychology in her husband or treat him as an adult? Very interesting. And here's another lady, it's a man who says, why does my wife want to spend all my money? Goodness. What goes on? I heard one from a lady who says, how can I keep my husband from calling me the old battle axe? And one last question here from a lady who says, my husband says he dreams of a different girl every night. How can I make him dream only of me? Well, I don't know, but if anyone's got any ideas and time permits, we'll get into that. But right now, a few words from Jack McElroy, and then we'll meet our bride and groom.
Thousands of people who suffer the social and business handicap of dandruff are discovering that the way to combat it effectively is with Double Dandrine. You see, Double Dandrine is unlike many hair preparations available today. For such products really do no more to fight a common type of dandruff than plain water does. That is, they simply wash loose dandruff away. But Double Dandrine actually combats this dandruff by killing the germs that many outstanding authorities contend are its cause. And Double Dandrine kills these germs on contact. Now, a special ingredient named Alzan is the reason for Double Dandrine's amazing effectiveness. Alzan is an active antiseptic so remarkably efficient many hospitals use it. And of all hair preparations, only Double Dandrine has it. So try Double Dandrine and see if you don't agree that most ordinary hair preparations can't compare with its dandruff combating effectiveness. If you're not satisfied, return the empty bottle and get your money back. Buy Double Dandrine at your druggist.
And right now, we'd like you to meet the young stars of our program. Our very beautiful young bride and her very, very handsome groom.
Here comes a bride and groom. We're not married now, but we will be soon. Here comes a bride and groom on their wedding day.
Thank you. Very pretty bride, isn't she? Very good-looking groom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Great bottom. What is your name, miss?
Holly Jane Stahl.
Holly Jane Starr?
Stahl.
Stahl. And you, sir?
Jimmy Tuff.
Jimmy Tuff?
Tuff. T-U-double-F.
Okay, we've got it right. I'm John Nelson, in case you want. How about standing up here straight so we can get some nice pictures during the broadcast? Holly Jane, where is your home, please?
Wichita, Kansas.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, if you will. Were you born in Wichita?
I was born in Wichita.
Family still live there?
My family is still there, yes.
Brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters and one brother.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And how long have you been away from Wichita?
Well, about 2 years. I've been in the Navy that long.
You have, I see. Yes. What is your rating, by the way?
Well, I'm storekeeper second class. I couldn't get home.
Oh, I see. You think she's kind of first class, don't you, Jimmy?
You bet.
I thought that's the answer I get. Well, did you say anything about brothers or sisters? How many?
I have two sisters and one brother.
Anybody married in the family besides you?
Well, my oldest sister is married.
She encouraged you?
Yeah, she thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, could be. And did you go to school in Wichita?
Yes. I went to high school and I had 1 year of college.
Okay. Do you think you'd go back to college or going to stay married?
Well, we're both going back to college.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. That's really good. Well, now that's a little bit about you. Supposing you learn about Jimmy here. How about you, Jimmy? Where were you born and so on?
Helma, Minnesota.
Helma, Minnesota. We had somebody here from on the program there the other day, didn't we?
It's about a week ago, I guess.
Who was that?
Lieutenant Arnold Erickson.
Oh, yes, I do remember. Well, is that a big place?
Oh, about 250 people.
Well, I don't like to mention, but almost 1% of the population have been married on bride and groom. Well, go ahead, Jimmy. And did you go to school there?
Yes, I was born there, raised there.
Family live there now?
Yes, they're still back.
Brothers or sisters?
Two.
Which, brothers or sisters?
One brother, one sister.
Anybody married?
No, they're both young.
Yes, I see. Do you think your folks are listening in today?
Oh, they sure are.
And yours?
Mine too, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I suppose if you couldn't attend your daughter's wedding or your son's wedding, and the nicest thing to do would be to hear about them and hear them tell about themselves on the day. So, does that sort of bring us up to date? Except for a little thing, you're in the Marines. You better explain what you are.
Well, I just did get out.
You just out? Well, congratulations.
A week ago last Sunday.
Well, what are you, a sergeant?
Staff sergeant.
Staff sergeant, and you've been around, too. I see a couple of battle scars there, which is swell. And let's find out now about them. I mean, we know a little bit about the background. I bet they've got a pretty interesting story, if we can get it out of them. Well, Ollie Jane, tell me, where did you first meet this very handsome young man?
At a dance.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, that's a good place to meet somebody. You were introduced by somebody, or what? Did he just come up and ask you for a dance?
Well, I was there with a couple of other waves, and he came up and asked me to dance.
Mm-hmm. And that's not impolite in service, you know. Very often you mix up, you don't have people introduce you. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I was in service. Well, Ollie Jane, how long ago was this that you met, you know?
That's a year and 5 months.
And at this dance, why, he came up and he asked you to dance, and you went whirling around the floor and...
No, I didn't want to dance with him.
That's a fine beginning for a romance. Well, what happened, Jimmy? Did you persist?
Well, she thought I was too short. Tried to push me off on the other girlfriend.
She did?
She did.
Well, how did you change your mind?
I was insistent.
Yes. Yes? And what happened, Ollie?
Well, he just stood there and so...
Pretty soon, why?
Well, I got up and he wasn't so short, so I did.
Oh, boy. So, Jimmy, you stayed in there and put up a good fight. Well, now, when you got her out on the floor, what did you say? Remember?
Well, I just got back from overseas. I was afraid I couldn't even dance. I was apologizing for anything I
might do. The next day. And you, Ollie Jane, what did you think of when you started dancing? Was he a good dancer?
Yes, he was a good dancer, and I liked him.
Yes, this girl can change her mind. Well, what happened? Did he ask you for another dance?
Yeah, I danced with him all evening.
Oh, and by the time the dance was over, Jimmy, why, did you have her telephone number or anything like that?
Well, I found out where she lived. She's going to meet me the next day. I didn't need her telephone number.
Yeah, that's even better. And did you get together the next day?
Next afternoon.
And where did you go?
Well, we went dancing again.
Every afternoon, all day and all night. Well, that's wonderful. And then another date the next day?
Yeah, I went out with him every day from then on.
For a year and 5 months?
No.
No,
He went home on leave for about 60 days.
Well, you got 60 days off of this routine. Well, that's very fatiguing. A fellow needs a rest. Well, you don't have to answer this, Ollie. I'm just kind of curious about it, though. I think most people are, because it's an indication of when you begin to get serious. When did Jimmy first try to kiss you?
The first night he took me home.
Oh! Well, the Marines are supposed to be kind of quick like that, you know. And did he succeed?
Yes.
Don't know about the Navy, though. Well, then you went along for how long before you got around to beginning to get serious about this marriage department?
Oh, till about July.
Of this year?
Last year.
I don't know what year it is. I mean, I get interested in the story and forget all those details. Of last year, of 1945.
Yeah.
And would you mind telling us, I mean, although you don't have to, of course, where you were and what you were doing when you were proposed to?
Well.
Well.
Well, we don't have any lambs in the way first, and we didn't have a car, so we went out walking.
Very sensible. No car, no wave lounge, and so we went out walking. And where did you walk to?
Oh, towards the park.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then?
Well, there's a lot of nice palm trees around and a bench, so we sat down.
Natural thing to do.
And, So then he asked me if I'd marry him.
Mm-hmm. How did you go about saying it, Jimmy? Do you remember?
Well, I asked her if she'd wait till I was 21.
And you agreed to wait till Jimmy was 21? And are you 21, Jimmy?
I am.
Good. Well, that was
a few days ago. Just
a few days. He didn't ask you to wait much longer than that. Oh, that's a wonderful story. Well, can you, what made you finally decide to marry Jimmy? I mean, you started out, you didn't like him, and now here you are marrying the man.
Well, I don't know,
just kind of liked him.
Yeah, I just kind of thought he was wonderful. So.
That's just kind of the right answer. How about you, Jimmy?
Well, I made up my mind right after I went home on leave.
Mm-hmm.
I missed her while I was home. I knew she was the one I wanted.
Yes, uh-huh. You missed her while you were gone, so when you came back, you just couldn't wait.
Gee, that's a wonderful story.
We won't hold up the wedding any longer, so here's the bride's bouquet from John Patrick Burke, our floral artist of Beverly Hills. Designed, as always, to match the bride's bouquet, bride's costume, the bride's bouquet today is a very lovely shower arrangement of white sweet peas, maidenhair fern tied with a white satin ribbon, removable corsage in the center of blue iris. The bridesmaid bouquet, an informal arm effect of pink sweet peas and orchid tulips tied with a pink satin ribbon. And you are?
Mrs. Ken Christensen.
Mrs.?
Christensen.
Mrs. Christensen. And you're in the service too, aren't you?
I'm discharged.
You're discharged? Oh, congratulations. What were you?
Storekeeper second.
Is this Mr. Christensen?
No, it isn't.
I just wondered. It looked like that. What's that thing you're talking about, getting the services together in one outfit? It looks like we've got two Marines and two slaves. And you, Arthur?
I am Arthur H. Van Orken, Jr.
And may I call you Arthur? Otherwise, we'll be here for the rest of the day. Well, you're the best man. You're a sergeant also.
That's right.
In the Marines. Well, what I want to give to you as best man is the bride's wedding ring, selected as always from Brock and Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. This beautiful ring, designed specially for bride and groom, has five perfect blue-white diamonds set in a unique gold mounting. Like everything from Brock's, it's very, very fine. Take a look at that. Do you like that, Arthur?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Are you married?
No, sir, I'm not.
You getting any ideas right now?
Well, I have a gal back home someday.
Is this fair giving you an idea about it, or two?
Give me a few ideas.
Yes, Fellow only needs one if you want to know the truth. You do. And Ollie Jane, I want to find out, do you have on something old?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Oh, my suit, yes.
Yes. And you have on something new?
Yes, new pair of shoes.
New pair of shoes? Fine, very nice. Looking good. Something borrowed?
Well, no.
You don't have? Didn't you say you borrowed something from somebody?
Well, oh, yeah, my mother sent me a penny since I had sent it back to her.
Oh! Well, that was it. You had me a little puzzle, didn't you? And there's something blue, of course, you're in sticking
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
You're pretty well equipped. Well, I better explain to you who this fellow is, the one who's taking pictures. I mentioned pictures. He's from Sergius Alberts of Beverly Hills, the famous society photographer and photographer of the stars, who each day presents our bride and groom his beautiful leather album, golden boss, satin moire lined, as you can see, with four or five formal wedding portraits and about a dozen candid shots. A lovely gift to remember this day by. I think that's everything. Have I forgotten anything, Jack?
No, thanks.
All right, then. The only thing left to do is to find out what the name of the song is you'd like.
Tomorrow's Forever.
Tomorrow's Forever.
Fine.
All right, well, is our bride and groom go down the aisle now and out to the wedding chapel where the only immediate friends and invited guests and attendants will be married. In private service, Jack McElroy will sing the song of their choice, Tomorrow is Forever.
Now that you
song and well played by Gaylord Carter. You know, this is one day they can't give me the dickens for not describing the bride's outfit. She had on very simply a white wave costume, and the two Marines were in their own blues, their dress blues, and the bridesmaid was in them. Outfit. You two have been holding hands constantly ever since I've been standing up here. What's the big idea?
We're on our honeymoon.
Oh, that explains everything.
Your name is?
Louise Cullen-Sward.
Louise Cullen-Sward.
Sward.
Cullen-Sward.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
And you're just out of service. You're the husband, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how long have you been out of service?
Just a little over, just under 3 months.
Oh, I see. And how long have you been married?
143 hours. 5 days, 22 hours.
Any minutes or seconds?
No, sir.
No, not yet. Well, you know, don't you think you've been married long enough so you could let go of her? You aren't going to lose her.
Oh, no. Hands like mad. Where were you married?
In the Mormon temple in Salt Lake City,
and
Utah.
You're out here on a honeymoon?
Yeah.
All right. How long are you going to stay here?
Till Monday morning.
Oh, just over the weekend here? How long have you been here?
5 days, two of the, I know.
Well, where are you going to live, in Salt Lake City?
No, we're going to live at Hill Field.
Where's that?
Just south of Ogden, Utah. I work at the depot there.
Oh, I see. Fine. Well, are you having a nice honeymoon?
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I think any honeymoon's wonderful. Silly question. We'd like to invite you to be our guest tonight at Tom Brenneman's restaurant on Vine Street. Have dinner and dance and see the floor show and just have a wonderful time.
Oh, thank you very much. It was wonderful.
Good enough. That's all right.
That's right.
You have the expensive dinner. It's on Tom Brenneman. He's out of town and can't protect himself. Have a wonderful time. Of course you will on a honeymoon. Here's a few words from Jack McElroy, and then we're going to meet some more interesting folks.
If you are at all concerned about the appearance of your teeth, try Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste, the only toothpaste made from genuine Philips Milk of Magnesia. It's Philips antacid contents that enables it to do such a remarkable job of combating harmful bacterial mouth acids on contact. It's important to remember this, for it's these unpleasant mouth acids that frequently lead to tooth decay. Just try Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. Or as you brush your teeth, this wonderful dentifrice, through its cleansing and antacid properties, gives your teeth and mouth a thoroughly refreshing, really clean feeling. You'll like the brisk, tangy flavor that gives Philips its delightfully different taste. Ask your druggist for the big, economical 50-cent size of Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste today.
Thank you, Larry. Right now it's time for us to meet some more folks. As we do every day on this broadcast, we try to talk to honeymooners and anniversary items and so on. And you're having an anniversary today?
I am.
And your name is?
Mrs. Eli Saxey.
Yes, from where?
From Detroit.
Yes, and you have any children?
But we have.
How many?
We have 3 sons and 1 daughter, all married. That makes us 8.
Any grandchildren?
We have 6 grandsons and 2 granddaughters and 1 great-granddaughter.
That's quite a family, isn't it?
Oh,
is it a nice sized family?
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad. Which anniversary?
Can't be any nicer.
Oh, I'm sure. Which anniversary is it?
51 years.
51 years. Now hold on, and you are, please?
Mrs. Wayne Hopkins.
From where, Mrs. Hopkins?
Lincoln City, Indiana.
Fine.
The Lincoln Park and the place where Lincoln's mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln, was buried.
I see. And you are Mr.
Hopkins.
Yes.
Wayne Hopkins.
Yes, and how many children do you have, Mrs. Hopkins?
We have 4 children.
Grandchildren?
6.
Yes.
And 4 great-grandchildren.
Goodness, you're doing all right, too. And which anniversary is this for you?
55 years today.
55? And you are, please?
I've been married 50 years.
50 years today, yes. And your name is, please?
Davis.
And this is Mrs. Davis?
Yes.
How many children do you have, Mrs. Davis?
13.
And 13? And grandchildren?
13.
13 grandchildren. And any great-grandchildren?
5.
5, oh well. Well, where's your home originally?
Bansford, Ontario.
Yes, and this is your 50th, which anniversary?
50th,
yes. And you are, please?
Mrs. Ori Baker, rescued to California.
Yes, and do you have any children, Mrs. Baker?
Yes, I have 5.
And grandchildren?
11.
Great-grandchildren?
None.
None yet, well, that's all right. And you, sir, Mr. Baker?
Ori Baker, Escondido.
Yes, and which anniversary is this for you?
50.
50? Well, there's 206 years of happy married life. I think that's quite an accomplishment, don't all of you? Now, aside from just saying very nice and all that sort of thing, we have a nice little present for you. But before we do, the reason we ask these folks up here is to help them celebrate their anniversary. Also to see if they can't give the rest of us a few words of advice about how you're going to go about being happily married for more than 50 years. Some of us need that advice, too, believe me. So, supposing you tell us to what you attribute your happy married life, you will.
Well, if not money doesn't give you happiness. It can buy a beautiful place, but it doesn't make a home.
Yes.
A home you have to make yourself.
Yes.
And I think it's to give, always give first and then take.
Always give first before you take.
First and then take.
Okay. Is that the way it works out at your home?
Absolutely, it does.
All right.
You always give, and then we take.
Good enough, and that makes for happiness, I'm sure. And you, Mrs.
Hopkins?
Yes, Mrs. Hopkins, I'm sorry. All four of you, I'm a little confused and nervous.
Well, I always try to have his meals on time.
Yes?
And cook the way he wants me to cook, and above all, make biscuits every morning for his breakfast.
And that, Mr. Hopkins, does that suit you?
Well, that picked me pretty good. I'm a little hard of hearing.
Oh, that's all right, but that you like what she said about the biscuits for breakfast? No.
I like the biscuit for breakfast, yes.
Yes. Well, actually, what she said is that you do your best to please your husband, and he, in return, tries to please you. I suppose you tell us your secret of happy married life.
Well,
you with the 13 children. 13
well,
grandchildren.
Well, it was my children, my Lord, to raise them up for that.
Your family.
Yeah.
You think the families are the main thing in happiness?
Yes.
Your name again, please?
Davis.
Mrs. Davis, that's right. And you, sir, how about that?
What, the best way to get along?
Yes,
Give the woman everything she wants in her own way and everything.
Well, Mr. Davis, that isn't what your wife said, but that's very good. That's wonderful. And I think that's maybe that's pretty good advice. Mrs. Baker, what would you have to say about that?
Well, I think that you have to give and take on both sides of the house.
Yes.
And, I think we've did that all through.
You really have, you're Mr. Baker.
Yes, sir.
You've always been very considerate.
Yes.
How about that, Mr. Baker?
I think that is just about right, give and take.
Yes. Well, I think we've got a lot of good advice today. See, they're four wonderful couples, and all of them celebrating anniversaries from 50 to 56, a golden wedding anniversary. So we have for them today, for the ladies, four gifts in gold. Four beautiful, very thin, Gruen 17 jewel watches, America's Precision Watch. That's all right? We got everything here? Got everyone, Jack?
Got everyone, John.
Oh, fine. Well, many, many happy returns of the day. Congratulations, and come back again on your next anniversary. Aren't they a wonderful couple? I mean, all four of them. Say, does anyone know if there's a lady here named Pauline Cordery? Pauline Cordery? Where is she? Yes. Will you come over here, please, for just a second? I'm very interested in this question she gave us. We're going to get a pair of nylon stockings, a beautiful Holly Vogue nylon for this. Is that Mrs. Cordery? Mrs. Cordery?
Yes.
How long have you been married, Mrs. Cordery?
I'm not married. I'm a widow now.
Oh, I see. Well, she's the lady who said, should a wife use child psychology on her husband or treat him as an adult? Well,
I'm just still trying to find out.
You're still trying to find out? You don't know?
No.
Mm-hmm. Wondered.
Well, pardon me, John. You don't ever use psychology on a husband. You use a rolling pin, and here's one for you.
I think that's a pretty good answer. Mrs. Corby will give you your Holly Vogue nylon stocking in just a second, right after the program. That's a very good question. I just wondered. I know how my wife would have answered it. Careful now, Mary. Less than 1 minute. The husband and wife are a beautiful sign of an
You two look so happy.
We just got married.
Well, I'm amazed. Well, having just gotten married, it's time they got some wedding presents. So first of all, we'll start off with the most traditional and most beautiful, I think, of all gifts. For over 100 years, Gorham, America's aristocrat of silver, presents the bride her choice of these five beautiful patterns, of their many patterns, a complete set of service for four. Yes, which one did you choose? You remember?
Sovereign.
Sovereign? She chose Sovereign, this beautiful pattern up here, so rich and distinctive. Isn't that lovely, graceful of line, and, oh, fine. That's a very, very good choice. That's fine. I hope after we get this service thing organized, why I'll be able to come up for dinner. Do you think we can arrange that? Yes.
I'll be in, too. I'm hungry.
He's always hungry. How about the honeymoon? Any ideas?
We're going to Reno, Nevada.
Is that all right? That's where they're going. Right after the broadcast, they're going out here to the airport and meet Paul Mance, who operates his charter service and freight service and airlines, and our honeymoon special, and just the two of them. With a pilot, of course, and a honeymoon special, are going to fly to Reno, Nevada for a week's honeymoon, all expenses paid at the El Cortez Hotel. You know, that's funny. A lot of people think of Reno as only in connection with divorce, but actually it's a wonderful place for a romantic honeymoon with beautiful scenery, and it's located in the heart of the Old West. Your host's going to be manager Bob Miller of the El Cortez up there, and believe me, he'll take care of you. He's personally going to see you get a bridal suite and a wedding supper at the Trocadero and dance to the music of Charlie Cayley's orchestra, and I'm sure they'll play any number you want. The one you got tired of it. And there'll be side trips to Virginia City and all over up there with luxurious accommodations and fine food. All right?
Fine.
Make a good honeymoon?
It will.
Yes, I thought it would. Actually, that does make a... By the way, up there you'll need that. You can't wear your uniform around all the time. You want something else for sports. Where's this young lady? Come over here, Miss Scott. This is Miss Kay Scott, who's a starlet at Paramount. Her latest picture, Miss Susie Slagle. Very attractive girl. I asked her to model so you could all see the outfit. This is from Tabac of California, one of America's foremost fashion outfits. You take this down now. This is an outfit. See, it has shorts and all sorts of things, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Well, that outfit from Tabac of California, designed by Stella, has about 9 or 10 different pieces, doesn't it, honey?
I'm wearing 3 now.
Just 3, and you have what?
This is 5.
You get about 9 pieces to make up to about 20 different costumes for you, honey.
Oh, my.
Yes. Well, thanks, Miss Scott. That's very lovely. I mean, it's better to see what you're getting that way, I think. And incidentally, for the bride here from Max Factor of Hollywood, a magnificent... Well, all right, I'll give you that, too. This is for you, Bob. I'm sorry. Can you take a picture, sir?
Oh, I think I can with this one.
Yes, I think you can, too. It's an Argus, Argaflex, made by Argus, America's finest camera makers. And with it, from Posto Film of Hollywood, a year's supply of their sensational new Posto Chrome film. Will you send us pictures of your honeymoon, copy of your honeymoon pictures?
As soon as they're ready.
Okay, fine. That Argaflex one. For the bride from Max Factor of Hollywood, a magnificent makeup kit exactly as created for the stars. Beautiful leather kit filled with Max Factor pancake makeup with the old face powder rouge and true color lipstick. All the essentials of color harmony. And by the way, there's one last thing I want to find out. Where are you going to set up housekeeping?
In National City right now.
You are?
Until summer. We plan to go back to Minneapolis.
Fine. We have a gift for you that I think that every bride wants. In fact, that every woman wants. It's a sensational gift. It's a new 1946 Easy Spin Dryer Washing Machine, incorporating every advance in engineering and designer skill to make it the finest washer in performance and beauty. And believe me, honey, this is something you can go a whole week washing with in an hour. Isn't it a beauty? And I suggest you learn to operate it, too. I have a hunch you're going to have to.
It'll probably be easier for me with that one.
Oh, it's a beautiful machine. Will you single gals get up here now? We're going to toss the bride's bouquet as we have time. Isn't that a beautiful machine?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how about me taking this while you give your bride a kiss so we can get a picture of her? Would you mind giving your bride a little kiss?
That'll learn.
Well, he didn't mind kissing his bride. Hey, somebody take this. I get to kiss the bride, too, here, I think. Do I get to kiss your bride?
Go ahead.
That I like. Mm-hmm. Fine. How much time do we have left, Larry? Oh, we'll have to toss the bride bouquet right after we get off the air. Right now it's time for say good luck to our bride and groom, to young lovers everywhere. See you all tomorrow.
Most of us eat too much, smoke too much, or overindulge sometime or another. When you do go overboard, remember that Phillips Milk of Magnesia quickly and dependably relieves the discomforts of acid indigestion, which accompany overindulgence. As an acid stomach alkalizer, Phillips is rated among the fastest, most effective known. When taken at bedtime, it works two ways to banish the distress of overindulgence. It relieves heartburn, headachy, upset feeding almost at once. You sleep soundly. What's more, 2 to 4 tablespoonfuls of Phillips, taken in water when necessary before retiring, help you start the day sparkling, refreshed, without that logy feeling. Ask for genuine Phillips Milk of Magnesia by its full name. That's P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Phillips. Caution, use only as directed. For economy, buy the big 50-cent size. It contains 3 times as much as the 25-cent size. Sold at all drugstores. Jack McElroy speaking, bride and groom with John Nelson, comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time from Hollywood. Feel tired, depressed? Your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Take ironized yeast tablets. IY helps increase your strength by building up your red blood cells. For more energy, more vitality, get ironized yeast tablets. This is the American Broadcasting Company.